George of Mexico. And I tell you this.
I just want to say, Mark, thanks very much. Many millions of thanks for coming down to East Village Radio and doing a session for us.
Right.
Dead chuffed that you came down with the band.
Right.
And first off, I want to know, sessions with the four. When was the last time you did a session then for radio?
Oh, it must be a long time now.
Yeah?
Yeah, I can't remember.
Alan, what I've been talking about a couple of years ago. It's cause,
yeah, I was talking about 6 years,
yeah. Yeah, because I was amazed that you well, not amazed, but I was so thrilled that you said that you know, you'd be up for doing it.
Yeah, I think they're good.
It's not the kind of thing that you've done in the past that often, is it?
Yeah, we used to do a lot of Peel sessions and that, and we used to do a lot of local ones. But they were going out of fashion, but now they're back in fashion, aren't they?
Yeah, well, I hope so. I hope that I hope that we're bringing them back into fashion. And you're in Blueprint at the moment in Manchester. This is where we've recorded the session. You've done some other tracks as well. Is this for any future release?
Yeah. Well, the group we just finished touring and they were very hot. And you came up with this idea. So I thought I'd use the studio as well.
Great stuff. So what about the band then? The band that you've got at the moment, we've got Eleanor on keyboards, Pete on guitar. I met Pete and Dave before on bass. Kieran, unfortunately, is not here today on drums. Where'd you get this band from?
All over the place, really. You know, they're a lot younger than me, you know.
Yeah, I know. Well, so am I. I'm not a lot younger than you. A bit younger than you. But no, where'd you get them from? Where'd you pick them up?
Very lucky, really. I got Pete from a group in Birmingham, who was a good friend of Eleanor's. He was a drummer and he was in a group in Birmingham and they split up, unfortunately. But I'd seen him and I thought, this is the guitarist for me, you know.
Did you poach him?
Yeah.
Good luck.
No, but the group had broke up anyway, you know.
Had they? So what's the criteria for being in the Fall then? Being a band member in the Fall?
Attitude as well. Not attitude. I'm very pleased with this. There was so many problems in the past 20 years with groups, you know.
Past 20 years?
No, really.
Really that long?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you must have been... I mean, you know, with Martin Brammer and Una and stuff, when it first started out, because there's been a lot of Fall members, haven't there, in the past?
Loads of
Fall members.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you must have been happy at certain points... with the band that you've got. Because I thought Carl Burns was a great player.
Yeah.
I thought Si, you know, was pretty good as well.
Yeah.
You know, all on the line. But listening to... I mean, obviously, people will have played a track already. And I think it's a testament, really, to... not perseverance, but the band that you've got at the moment, I think is sounding hot.
Yeah, it's a bit of craft, you know. So, I think it's important that they're not... it's a mistake I used to make, I think... they used to be either mates or, you know, semi-Fall fans, you know. I mean, this lot aren't, really.
Right.
I mean, two of them weren't even born when my third LP came out, you know. I mean, that's good, you know. And they like different music from me, you know.
Mr. Botanica, look on by, your skills that did not teach. Mr. Botanica, look on by, the minds that won't be reached. Mr. Botanica, look on by, the product of your savage pride. Walk on by the half-life sun.
So the album that Your Future Are Clutter, which great title by the way.
Yeah.
Anybody that uses clutter in a title is all right by me.
Why do you say that?
Why? Because it's just a great word.
Yeah.
I just like the word clutter.
Yeah.
It's just a great word. To get it into a title is all right. I mean, we talked about this briefly, didn't we, earlier about the meaning behind it.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to kind of delve too deeply because I make a dick of myself.
No.
By saying what I thought it meant. But I just like the idea of the word clutter.
Yeah, doesn't it?
No. It sounds good. It just sounds great. And so with the writing of the album, do you write any of the music in this?
Not so much anymore, no.
Because you don't play guitar, do you, or anything?
No.
Bit of keyboard?
Yeah, a lot.
So in the
past, I can't play keyboard.
But you get like melodies and rhythms and stuff.
No, not really. No, I just have a bang on the keyboards on stage. It's like everybody has a good laugh in the audience, you know.
Right, but in terms of writing before you get on the stage,
yeah.
How did this last album come about?
Well, people submit tunes, you know, and I give them ideas and all sorts of ways. It's not like the old days where it was like guitarist writes a tune, you know. It's just like. Bit more organic than it used to be, you know.
Right. And who produced this album?
The last one?
Yeah.
Various people.
Right. Well, it has quite a continuous thread of sound.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Which is very interesting because the record company was going on like, you know, they want one producer for it. But I insisted on two or three, and it actually worked out better, you know. Every LP nowadays has got to be the same seam of sound, you know. I don't know if you know what I mean, you know.
I know exactly what you mean, yeah.
Yeah, so on this one, the group agree with me, it should sound like a different single every track, but it should fit, you know, rather than just having it the same sound. And it does, it makes all sense, you know. So there's like three, you know, as per full course, two of them went nuts and I wear them out before they wear me out. So,
did you? Yes. Did you wear them? Why? Are you hard to work with?
No, it's like...
Maybe I should be asking... Maybe I'm not asking the right person.
No, but I don't wear them out. No, it's just like, you know, it works out lovely. And then, because, you know, it's good in a way. It's like, you know, three songs for every producer and three songs when... Because I had to stretch it out a bit longer than the usual because I was in a wheelchair for the first... A third of it.
Why?
Because I broke my hip like about a year ago. So that was quite interesting because the first third I'm in a wheelchair, so I can't do anything about anything. You know, second half I'm coming back, you know, and the third bit I'm a bit more sorted, you know. So it's like, seemed to work well.
So it's in like a trilogy. We've got
sort of.
Well, no, I think that's a dead interesting way of looking at getting a producer or producers in, because of course it's a bit like I suppose getting another member of the band in,
yeah,
or another player. Because of course you were saying earlier on today you had a new bass player that came in from Napalm Death,
yeah,
that came into the sessions,
yeah.
But that's something I find that dead interesting because you don't follow the normal. Well, say normal. I mean, what's normal?
Yeah.
But I think that the way that you apply yourself to music isn't in that normal kind of.
I think a lot of it is, Mike, because I'm not a musician. You know, like you, I never have been. That's the ironic thing about it. I've not been. I've still got a bit of a layman's ear. You know.
I don't think that's. You're talking about that. I don't think that's a bad thing. I think it's. It makes it exciting for the listener.
Yeah.
It certainly makes it exciting for me.
Yeah, for me too. Yeah, because I don't want to hear an LP that sounds all the same and vocals all the same. I mean, some of the vocals on that LP, two or three of them, were done when I was in a wheelchair and I didn't even know what the bloody hell where I was or anything.
Really.
But, you know, and then somebody else mixed the song again and again. But, you know, the listeners all through, and the first one was the best.
Right. So you had all these producers in?
Like that one, Mexico, you know. When I did that, I just didn't know what I was fucking saying.
Really?
Well, half of it. Oh. It's over now, I think it's done.
way that you apply yourself to certain track or to the album, the way that I've heard things in the past, is there a conscious decision to be different?
No, not at all. No. It's no. Just like, this has got to go here and that's got to go there, really.
And the way that it is?
Yeah, yeah, because otherwise it's pointless, I think. You know.
Well, I think that's where your fans really embrace that idea.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Because, of course, we're, you know, I mean, I've spoken to Fall fans, and Fall fans, again, it's that thing of they're in deep. They love that aspect of the way that you deliver a song. It's not in the kind of a normal kind of verse, chorus, true, verse, chorus, middle, like, eight, like, double chorus, outro.
My wife hates you and all this.
What are you trying to say?
No, I'll get that all the time. He's 40 years old and I have to listen to this.
What have you done?
It's like, you know, it's like...
Well, the Fall have done loads of collaborations. Oh, you have.
Yeah, I have.
And the most recent with Gorillaz. You did that.
That was a one-off, yeah.
That was a one-off. And then we were talking earlier about Von Sudenfeld.
Right, and the Germans.
And when I heard that album, Traumatic Reflections, that blew my mind.
Right. Now,
and how did that collaboration come about?
Well, Domino Records, I suppose, when they were a bit better than that. But,
Easy Tiger.
No. It was Andy, the German group that he contacted me.
Mouse on Mars.
Yeah, he contacted me, and I knew him. I was a big fan of him, actually.
Right.
I'd seen Mouse on Mars in a basement club in London about the size of this bloody booth.
Right.
And he was giving it shit, and it wasn't like Mouse on Mars at all. It was really mad German on keyboards, you could see it was really... So I approached him. It went from a Mouse on Mars run this label, and it all came out from that. You know.
Right, well, we'll play a track from that album, Von Sudenfeld.
That'd be good, yeah.
Yeah, sorry, Traumatic Reflections, because I was very... I was blown away by it when I first heard it, and I mean, I still play it every now and again, periodically, and there's only a few people that I know that know about it, really.
Yeah, it's a shame.
It didn't really get that much kind of promotion.
Yeah, but it was very popular as well, yeah.
Well, it was very popular. Everyone that heard it loved it,
but
not that many people heard it, and that was the problem with it, really.
Yeah.
Crush him, man. Crush him, man. We'll
talking about collaborations today, the World Cup song that he's just been involved in.
Right.
With Shuttleworth.
Right.
With Girl Peculiar.
Right.
On vocals. And that's through with Ed Blaney in it.
Yeah.
And
yeah, yeah,
Eels. And so what was the idea? Well, I mean, I know what the idea is behind a World Cup song, but what is it that really kind of turned you on to saying yes to it?
Well, I owe Ed a few favours, you know, basically. And, no, my publisher said, you know, they had an offer off FIFA. They were trying to get... FIFA, apparently, only had... They used to have a list or something like that. Ridiculous. Like, you know, it had to be a maximum of 6 songs or something.
Right.
It could only be official. So then, about a couple of months ago, they said, no, that's not, we're not doing it anymore. So it was all carte blanche.
Right.
So my publisher went, oh, I've got really, Arsenal fan. He's usually very calm and ruthless. Oh, God, you've got to write a real cup song.
Right, so were you given the music to write the words to, or did you collaborate with them in terms of, did you sit down and work through it together?
Yeah.
Which one? What? They gave you the music?
I can't remember.
All right. But it sounds fantastic. And I mean, we were talking about it before. It's that kind of the great debate about World Cup songs. Dutch Uncles, band from Manchester, brought out a cracker. And yourself as well. And that's something as well I thought about the Fall being Manchester. You've never really relied on that aspects of the Fall, have you?
No,
as being
no,
Manchester.
I don't think it's... I never looked at the Fall like that, you know. I think we're an international... I don't know.
No, I do. That's what I'm saying.
We're not from anywhere. I don't know. You know, I never...
No, well, you're from Manchester, originally, aren't you? But
Salford.
You've never relied on...
Salford.
Salford, all right. Yeah, it's northern then. But you've never kind of relied on that aspect
well,
of...
I always tried to get away from it, mate, you know.
Purposely you've
tried
to...
Yeah, from the start, yeah.
Because you never wanted to be associated with
it.
No,
I've seen a lot of scenes, you know. When I started out, there was a Liverpool scene, so old I am. You know what I mean? And then there was a Glasgow, and we went to play, there's a Glasgow scene.
Yeah, with all the postcard stuff and orange juice and all that.
There was a Manchester scene, you know. It's like, wasn't anything deliberate. I just thought it was always best to keep away from it, really, you know. I always thought that.
Well, I suppose it gives you, like, if you decide to do that, then it gives you, unfortunately, it might just give you a time slot to be involved in that, because of course what happens next then might be somewhere else. So if you apply yourself to that,
yeah.
Then you get it, and that's probably why you're still here now talking to me, mate.
That's a very clever man, actually.
Well, no, he's joking. Leave it out.
At the end of the universe.
Easy, Mark. Listen, Mark.
Yeah.
Thank you a million for coming on to East Village Radio, giving those 4 great songs that we had there, and what we had. We had Solvent, Mexico Wax Solvent, 1 and 2. We had...
Over.
And what was the first track they did? Can you remember? You can't, can
you? Of course I can.
Go on, I can't. Because I thought you were going to do Solvent. Because those are 2 new tracks, aren't they?
No.
Well, the new tracks to me.
Yeah, right.
Mexico Wax Solvent isn't, because of course it's on the album.
Yeah, Over.
All right. Well, listen, thanks, man, for coming down. and again, thank the band, because without them...
Marvelous,
you know, they are marvellous, and it was it's an absolute pleasure. Thanks very much, mate.
A fresh face, a physician, gives me a note based on lies, so I don't have to stand at a door staring at odd people or mothers. In Mexico, you get a 12-year-old doctor. Mexico.